ask you the same thing I first asked Jack Bowler. These three games, despite two losses from him, this team seemed to have such a stepped-up level of compete. Are you feeling that?
Yeah, I think it's not just our compete. Obviously, our compete's up right now. But our attention to detail, the playing together, I think I said it before that we came out flat in the first period, both games. But once we established playing as a five-man unit, getting on the forecheck, helping each other out, we created a lot of good chances. We had a lot of good looks tonight. Game could have went either way. Unfortunately, neither of them did. But I think a lot of guys learned how hard it is. A lot of guys are tired now, but it's a hard league to win in. Obviously, it's like the NHL. But guys need to learn now what it takes and the detail it takes. You're not gonna have 4 points a night type as individuals. You have to play as a unit. And guys did a good job in the second and third. We battled back down from 2-0 and came back and tied it. And we have to recognize what kind of effort it takes and how hard it is.
Absolutely. From your perspective, you know, being a veteran player, being part of the leadership corps, you've got young players who are probably frustrated. You've got young players who have just been called up making their league debuts and things like that. What's, from your position, the leadership position, how do you keep the room, good morale, everybody's head in the game, and keeping everybody kind of moving along?
I think guys, I've been frustrated too, not feeling like you're scoring goals or getting points or anything like that, or getting chances. I try to instill that as a leadership group, we try to instill guys, just do the right things. You get rewarded, and I got rewarded tonight by going to net, and you know, other guys did, Roller as well. You know, he hasn't scored in a while. We know that, but he's doing the right things, and he's giving himself chances, and he deserved a goal tonight. It's when you're not getting chances, you're obviously not doing the right things. So I try to tell guys that the more you do right, the more you're going to get rewarded. So guys have to stick with the system. You'll get rewarded. You're going to get chances, and hopefully they'll go in, and that's when your confidence starts to get going a little bit more. But playing the right way as a five-man unit when you're out there with each other, that is when you're going to get chances and hopefully get on the score sheet. So guys just have to realize that doing the right thing, you're going to get rewarded.
Speaking of resiliency, do you like the response that your team has had in injuries, illnesses, the lineup's depleted?
Yeah.
But you guys seem to still be coming together despite new look lines every single night and keeping the chemistry on.
Yeah, it seems like coach is just throwing all our numbers in a bingo ball and, you know, throwing them out. But I think everyone knows what to do as a team, as a unit. No lines change the way they play. I think you can put anybody out there together. They know what to do and how to play with each other. And guys are stepping up right now. Guys are taking advantage of an opportunity to play more minutes and to make their debuts on our team. And obviously they're playing a lot and they're getting a lot of responsibility. And I think that's good for guys. We have a mature group and you want to, and it's a part about being in this league, and you want guys to grab the opportunity while they can. And guys, we're missing a lot of big players right now through injury or call-ups. And it's an opportunity for guys to play a lot more and learn from it. So you try to help these guys out, and you know, hopefully they get rewarded. But I think a lot of guys, their effort's the main thing we want to focus on. And you know, proud of these young guys, the way they play tonight. That's a really good team over there. And the guys did not quit tonight.
Do